Blog Talk Radio.
So we're going to do actually another one from way back, but it's a nice little tune. It's called Strange Magic.
I get it. Strange magic.
When you were gone, I turned so. And so, when you're coming home, I can't go on. And so, when you were gone, I turned to the stone. Just get big shadows on the wall. Are all our dreams that you've been gone? Through all our sins here and our way.
I turned to the stone, I turned to the stone.
You will return again someday. To the new world. I'm gone, and you are gone. I turned to the stone. When you're coming home, I can't go on. Turn to the stone. You are gone, I turn to the stone. I turn to the stone. You are gone, I turn to the stone. I turn to the stone. When you're coming home, I can't go on. I turn to the stone. When you are gone, I turn to the stone.
Yeah. Did you know PetSmart Treats members are always saving?
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world of dreams, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, with the words of wisdom, let it be.
Thank you.
let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Just the words of wisdom. Let it be. And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow. Let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 Yeah, let it be. Then I will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be, yeah, let it be. Wish the world of wisdom. Let it be.
Alright, there we go. Let's bring back some old memories. Some good old classic music from the Beatles. First of all, it was pretty interesting music. Good music to listen to. Wooden music was really music. Now it's not. No fucking more. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. It's your host, Ron Reck. I hope you had a great Tuesday, which is number two Monday to me. But anyway, that's the way I work this fucking show. It's another day of fucking bullshit in the news. And of course, we're going to get into some of those things. Of course, you know, we got to fucking play some clip, a clip. Then we'll answer the phone. So we'll wait some more people show up, let them get into this, and we'll just rock on this bad motherfucker. But we're going to see something else a little differently. A lot of people don't seem to understand the gospel of the world. But anyway, let's get this commercial shit. I got to figure out what is the issue with this issue of the issue I'm having with these fucking ads lately. Here we go. I'm going to try to back it up. So
Americans in the United States here.
Let me back it up just a little.
The ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States here on our own soil.
Our country is really at an increased threat for a terrorist attack.
In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans. We are addressing these threats with a sense of urgency.
Some pretty incredible developing news coming out today as both the FBI director and Congress came out today and warned of attacks on U.S. soil. I'm going to share with you the video footage from both of these so that way you could see it for yourself and let me know your thoughts. Do they know something that we don't? As both of them came out today and made these warnings. Take a look. Ray warns of an increased terrorist threat, says U.S. is in a dangerous period right now. And this comes with the breaking news unfolding today that Yemen has officially declared war against Israel. And we're hearing that this could bring about World War III. Even more so, the tensions are getting high. Take a look. Yemen's Houthi rebels claim attacks on Israel, drawing their main sponsor, Iran, closer to the Hamas war. And we've heard Iran has been attacking the U.S. troops in the Middle East, and the U.S. is now attacking back. Iran has warned that the United States will not be spared from their fire if this war continues, and now Yemen entering the war. This brings Iran one step closer and the U.S. to a World War III. Take a look. Yemen's Houthis enter the Mideast fray, hardening spillover fears. And I'm going to share with you the latest video footage of the warning coming out from Yemen. And as I mentioned, also the FBI director and Congress's warning to the United States of attacks here on our soil. Now, I know that this is not the news that anybody wants to hear, that we're one step closer to World War III and that there are potential terrorist attacks that could take place here in the U.S. But if you appreciate the updates, and I believe that knowledge is power, and you appreciate knowing what is happening, do me a quick favor, smash the like button, just takes a second. And if you want to stay up to date, it's totally free. Why not? Just hit the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell. I'll let you know everything that's going on in our world right now. And also, if you want to support this channel, I've added a join button, and all of these articles will pop up in your YouTube feed when you hit join. But with that being said, let's go ahead and take a look at the video footage so you can see it for yourself of terrorist attacks in the U.S. Let's go ahead and take a look.
بإطلاق دفعة كبيرة من الصواريخ البالستية والمجنحة وعدد كبير من الطائرات المسيرة على أهداف مختلفة للعدو الإسرائيلي في الأراضي المحتلة. إن القوات المسلحة اليمنية تؤكد أن هذه العملية هي العملية الثالثة نصرة لإخواننا المظلومين في فلسطين وتؤكد استمرارها في تنفيذ المزيد.
Let me back that up a little bit so I can interpret this for you. So we're going to bring it back just a little bit. We're going to start from the beginning and I'll try to interpret what this asshole's saying.
The video footage, so you can see it for yourself, of terrorist attacks in the U.S. Let's go ahead and take a look.
قامت قواتنا المسلحة بإطلاق دفعة كبيرة من الصواريخ البالستية والمجنحة وعدد كبير من الطائرات المسيرة على أهداف مختلفة للعدو الإسرائيلي في الأراضي المحتلة. إن القوات المسلحة اليمنية تؤكد أن هذه العملية هي العملية الثالثة نصرة لإخواننا المظلومين في فلسطين وتؤكد استمرارها في تنفيذ المزيد من الضربات النوعية بالصواريخ والطائرات المسيرة حتى يتوقف العدوان الإسرائيلي.
So that was today. Now we're going to look at the video footage of Congress and the FBI one here in just a second, but let's take a look at this article that's going to give us a little more detail. And as always, this is linked in the description below. The article.
Roofers are furious about this new product that's going viral. Replace your whole roof in as little as 8 hours? Erie Metal Roofs is looking for homeowners.
The article says, Yemen's Houthi rebels, for the first time Tuesday today, claimed a missile and drone attack targeting Israel, drawing their main sponsor, Iran, closer into the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip and further raising the risks of a regional conflict erupting. The Houthis had been suspected of an attack earlier this month targeting Israel by sending missiles and drones over the crucial shipping lane of the Red Sea, an assault that saw the U.S. Navy shoot down the projectiles. So the U.S. is defending Israel, but now these other countries that are coming in and supporting Hamas and Palestine, now the U.S. will be fighting against them as well, and we could be looking at World War III. And as I mentioned, we've heard warnings from the FBI director today and from Congress of potential threats here in the U.S. This article is going to be linked, but let's take a look at the video footage so you can see it for yourself.
Discussions about the most pressing national security threats that what we face and what we're doing to tackle them are always important, but it seems especially well-timed this year with the dangerous implications the very fluid situation in the Middle East has for our homeland security. The reality is that the terrorism threat has been elevated throughout 2023, but the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level. Since the horrific terrorist attacks committed by Hamas against innocent people in Israel a few weeks ago, we've been working around the clock to support our partners there and to protect Americans here at home. We assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration, the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate several years ago. In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the United States and Europe. Hezbollah has publicly expressed its support for Hamas and threatened to attack U.S. interests in the Middle East. And we've seen an increase in attacks on U.S. military bases overseas carried out by militia groups backed by Iran. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. That includes not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities. We've already seen that with the individual we arrested last week in Houston who'd been studying how to build bombs and posted online about his support for killing Jews. And with the tragic killing of a 6-year-old Muslim boy in Illinois and what we're investigating as a federal hate crime. But as I said a few moments ago, on top of the homegrown violent extremist and domestic violent extremist threat, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil. We have kept our sights on Hamas and have multiple ongoing investigations into individuals affiliated with that foreign terrorist organization. And while historically our Hamas cases have identified individuals located here who are facilitating and financing Hamas's terrorism overseas, we're continuing to scrutinize our intelligence to assess how the threat may be evolving. But it's not just Hamas. As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil.
Legendary investor Tika Tiwari recently moved more than $1 million of his money to protect himself from what could be the biggest economic event in 52 years.
And along those lines, Hezbollah, Iran's primary strategic partner, has a history of seeding operatives and infrastructure, obtaining money and weapons, and spying in this country going back years. Given that disturbing history, we are keeping a close eye on what impact recent events may have on those groups' intentions here in the United States and how those intentions might evolve.
Well, first, I want to thank Senator Cruz and Senator Cornyn for always being so forward in welcoming us to their home state of Texas and for organizing opportunities for us to go and visit the southern border of the United States with Mexico. We have just returned from our southern border. And it is painfully clear that with Joe Biden's open border policy, our country is really at an increased threat for a terrorist attack. A couple days before we got there, alert border agents were able to seize immigrants carrying with them IEDs, explosive devices really tailor-made for terrorism. They were the size of cannonballs. We went on a midnight patrol on Thursday night and encountered a group of migrants from as far away as Moldova. The one man in his middle-aged man was there, said he was traveling as a family. That's because families receive special treatment. He had a young girl with him, maybe about the age of 10, said it was his daughter. She looked scared. There was no sign of affection, and there was no mother. You know, we used it to DNA testing to make sure this really was a family. No, Joe Biden stopped that testing, so now it's much easier to exploit children. You've seen the statistics, over 8 million border crossings, illegal border crossings under Joe Biden. Last month, another all-time high. It's gotten so bad that the Homeland Security has raised the terror threat because so many people are coming in illegally and there are so many gotaways, people that run and hide in an effort to not be detected, 2 million of those. Look, if only one out of every 1,000 of those was a terrorist, you're still talking about thousands of people in this country illegally anywhere they could be. And remember, in terms of 9/11, it only took a dozen terrorists to take down the World Trade Center as well as hit the Pentagon.
So there you have it. And again, that was today. Now, as more information comes out on this, I will be sure to share with you here on the channel, as a lot of people are saying we are edging closer and closer to World War III with the conflicts going on in the Middle East. Now, in addition to that, I also share with you some updates of attacks happening on U.S. campuses and protests taking place around the United States. And we're hearing that things are intensifying. It's likely only going to get worse. Now, in addition to that, I also shared with you about a takeover of an airport just in the past 48 hours in Russia as pro-Palestinian protesters overtook the airport and were going from plane to plane seeking out Israeli refugees. It was absolutely incredible, shocking footage that has come out. And if you guys missed it, be sure to check it out right here next. And like I said, as more information comes out on this, I'll be sure to keep you up to date so that way you know exactly what's taking place. But with that being said, you guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'll catch you in the next video. Take care. God bless. This is Steve.
Tensions escalate on the southwest side as the city gets closer to housing at least 2,000 migrants at a base camp in Brighton Park. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Scott Schneider.
And I'm Dawn Hasbrook. That encampment is slated for a vacant lot at 38th and California, but a meeting tonight grew heated when residents divided on the plan. Casey Cronus is live from Kelly High School with the latest. Casey.
Hey, Dawn and Scott. Well, residents say they only found out about the plan when they saw construction crews working at the site. Tonight, they were calling for transparency, but it's something many of them feel they didn't get when the meeting reached capacity and they weren't allowed in. We could even hear the pounding on the doors from inside. A line down the block shows just how much residents wanted in on the conversation. But a full auditorium meant the crowd stuck outside, never got a seat at the table. Located at 38th in California, crews have already started making way for new arrivals. The city still needs to finish environmental testing, but says the site is suitable for prefabricated camp structures. They'll be built by Garda World Federal Services. The encampment will have heating and air conditioning, laundry services, a mobile kitchen trailer, and makeshift restrooms and showers.
And I want to stress that these shelters are temporary. We are not intending, the city of Chicago does not intend to have shelters that are open for years and years.
A meeting on the matter brought mixed reaction, with some calling for better living conditions for migrant families.
Because I don't want any of my neighbors to have to live on the streets or in tents.
Others say they're concerned over safety and don't want the encampment in their neighborhood.
We have concern about our students, our children, who walk on this street every day. How do we ensure their safety?
Now, officials have not yet announced a move-in date. They do say this campsite will mainly be for families, and once the build starts, they say it could be ready in a matter of days. Reporting live in Brighton Park, Casey Cronus, Fox 32, Chicago.
All right, let's get into this, back to this shit. What is the reason Biden did all this? Does it make any sense? I mean, he is at fault for all this bullshit. I mean, who else fucking did it? Anybody else got their hand up to fucking say, well, yeah, I...
An official message from Medicare.
Often, things look the same until you take a closer look. Easily compare all your options and see the real difference at Medicare.
How the hell that was. Anyway, here's the next clip, goddammit. Maybe.
Are you ready for the shortages that are about to hit grocery stores in November and beyond? The production of many beloved snacks, meats, nuts, fruits, and other key staples has suffered immense challenges over the past 12 months, and retailers are scrambling to source popular items and find new suppliers as seasonal demand starts picking up. This year, we've witnessed a period of relative calm on supply chains compared to a few years ago, but that doesn't mean that problems have been fixed or that reserves were finally restored. In fact, grocers are now running out of several foods and consumers are coping with price hikes and limited options at stores, a trend that will only intensify as we move closer to the holiday celebrations. If you haven't restocked your pantry yet, this might be your last chance before retail inventories shrink even further over the next couple of months. To help you prepare for the chaos ahead, we've prepared a list of essential items that are going to become impossible to find this winter. So make sure you watch this video until the end to discover which shortages will impact you most. Here we go. 1. Chicken fingers. The food industry is rebounding from the outbreak of avian influenza that pushed egg prices up by more than 40% and caused major chicken shortages that hit U.S. restaurants and supermarkets. In recent years, millions of eggs were destroyed in an effort to control the contagion, but millions of chickens that were supposed to grow to enter the market in 2023 are simply not there. Even though some farmers and ranchers say the worst is seemingly over, that does not mean things can come back to normal. Food processors are focusing on the production of more profitable chicken products due to the limited supply, leaving low-margin products behind. Consequently, popular snacks like chicken nuggets and chicken fingers haven't been produced at the same scale as prior years, and shoppers are already reporting stockouts. Even famous restaurant chains such as Raising Cane's and Sonic Drive-In confirmed the shortage and apologized to their customers as they temporarily removed the items from their menus. It might take years before a recovery occurs, which will force everyone from food makers to the end consumer to continue to adapt. 2. Maple syrup. Pure maple production in the U.S. declined by 15% this year, according to stats from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Production in Wisconsin dropped by 9%, while Michigan production fell by 4%. But much of the decline was the result of a poor season in Vermont, the nation's top producer of maple syrup, which accounts for 50% of the market. Unusually cold weather conditions hit the state in March, disrupting the natural cycle of maple trees, when daytime temperatures are above freezing, with overnight temperatures below 32 degrees, which allows sugar maple sap to flow. The same happened in Canada, where production in
Have you heard of Superbit? This weird new tool is quickly becoming the most popular stocking stuffer of 2023. It twists, bends, and rotates to fasten screws from any angle and in the tight place.
Production in the province of Quebec fell by 23%. Our neighbor country makes up for 70% of the world's supply, but reserves are already running dry. Shortages force Quebec maple syrup producers to dip into its syrup stockpile and sell 50 million pounds from its emergency supply. At the same time, our stores are becoming understocked too. With strong demand throughout the entire year, many retailers are close to running out of the product this winter. So don't miss the chance to restock your pantry next time you go shopping. 3. Frozen berries. Berries are delicate fruits that require stable weather conditions to grow. California produces about 90% of the berries sold in the United States, but floodings wreak havoc on the state during the spring, right when farmers start planting their crops. In May, Philip Adam from Innovative Produce said, "There's just so much water, it's just constantly wet. It doesn't have time to breathe and to grow. So until you get some drying, it just slows them down." The drought that ensued only made things worse, with farmers losing up to 30% of their yields. Disease also made supplies even more scarce. A few months ago, the FDA recalled Simply Nature organic strawberries due to a hepatitis A outbreak. For that reason, about 15% of the available supply was discarded. In other words, the food industry is not only receiving smaller quantities of fresh berries, but also seeing the volume of frozen berries shrinking, as fewer products are being sent to processors this year. 4. Almond milk. Climate change and frequent weather fluctuations are posing new risks for almond farming. Each almond tree requires an adequate source of water, fertilizer, and lotion, which are not always readily available in the market during the cropping season. Oftentimes, this results in a longer waiting time for the final product and delays the production of almond-based products. Almond milk is one of the products that has become increasingly popular in the U.S. in recent years. However, the increased demand has started to outweigh supply, straining our domestic supply chain and leading to a limited production and export of almonds. The situation is affecting the overall availability of almond milk in grocery stores and retail chains nationwide.
Let me jump into this. In all reality, I'm not going to keep playing that clip because we've heard it so many times before, you know, supply chains, supply problems, all this shit. Why? Why is all this shit happening ever since COVID? What have these people done to us? What is going on? You know, I mean, Biden ain't it. He ain't the only motherfucker in the game here that's causing this fucking bullshit we're going through right now. So, you know, it's just, it's not good. It is not good whatsoever. Anyway, so I'm going to open up some phone lines, whether you get your hand up or not. I don't care. You know how I am about shit. So, you know, I'm bringing everybody in. But, you know, it just amazes the shit out of me. Why are they letting this happen to us against their own people? That's evil. That's pure fucking evil shit. Nobody in their right mind would do this. What is the gain? What is the, like I said before, I've always asked you, what is the end game and what is the accomplishment of this? What are they going to get out of this? Anything? Anything, you know? Is there just doing it for the fucking fun of it? You know, because it don't make any sense. There is no actual real cause except made up bullshit. I don't know what you all think, but that's what I think. I think it's simply made up bullshit. And they don't give a fuck. They don't care. Let's constantly keep fucking with each other. I mean, I have to admit the fact that all these people come to this country right now, that it's a plan. This is a setup. And I think they're a year. Donald Trump caused them 4 years to be fucking behind. And they're fucking mad about it. I mean, you know, it's crazy. I mean, it's beyond stupid now. It's getting to the point of being crazy. I mean, where they're talking about threatening us on our own soil, you know, here. And then they want to take away your guns. They want to take away your rights. They want to take away everything you got. Fuck you. So that's more or less what they're saying to you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck everybody else. That's it. Don't matter. We are the only ones. Us little handful of people are the greatest gods on the planet. So the rest of you little peon fuckers have to suffer. Is that it? Is that what we're looking for? You know, is that what's going to happen to us? I mean, you have to admit the prices at the stores have gotten fucking outrageously goddamn high. You can't fucking deny it. The price of fuel is high. That, you know, there is a catalyst of all the reasons why the fuck this shit's so goddamn expensive, because of the price of fucking fuel. But, you know, people, oh, nah, la, da, 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 just, you know, dilly-dally along their life like nothing's wrong. But when shit hits the fan, when these motherfucking, you know, these fucking illegal aliens you call, but they're going to be fucking wanting to be a terrorist. They're going to sell up, collect up, get together, and you're going to start some shit. I mean, now we already got fucking protests over Palestinian bullshit. You know what I mean? In Israel. So what's up with that? So, you know, what side do you go on? The Palestinian or the fucking Israelis? Who do you pick? Who's your fucking choice? What team are you betting on? It's like a fucking sports event, ain't it? What fucking team are you betting on? Crazy, isn't it? Welcome to the nut house. Where did we lose Mike? Go ahead, Mike, in here with me. Yes, ma'am. Maybe I'm stoned. Not yet, but I will be. Trust me, before the show's over, I'm going to be ripped. Fuck. I got nothing else to live for. Alcohol and drugs. That's right. Marijuana and alcohol. Can't get enough of it. Now, don't, does a cat got you all tongue? I got four people on the board lit like a Christmas tree, so speak. God damn it. I'm just kidding with you. Stay quiet. You got the right. You got the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. Trust me on that. They will use everything against you.
Speak us.
What is it? Your problem is?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
If you hear the lighter, well, this is the lighter strike it.
Right.
You hear the lighter?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Loud and clear.
Oh, right into the lung. Oh, that sweet tasting Chiba. Oh, God. I got to do this because it's the only way I can tolerate you, folks. I got to be honest, okay? Yeah, it's the only way I can deal with you. I mean, you know, it's just insane. Boyd, I know you're here. So what are you doing, Grandpa?
I'm just kind of sitting over here waiting to hear. John has a big mustache.
John has a big mustache?
Yes.
Okay. Why do I know something of this and cannot remember? This is another night. Again, here we go again. It's Alzheimer's. It's got to be. I'm getting Alzheimer's now.
Yep, must be.
I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking done.
You're done.
I'm going to hand you the keys to my show, bro. You're to take over from here. I'm done. Yeah. It's over for me,
looks
man.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Send me out to pasture. Stake me the fucking COVID home. I mean, old folks home.
Old folks home, yep.
It's a sad world, man. This is crazy. We're going to say, that's why I tell people, don't live in the fucking city. Stay the fuck out of them places. Don't even go near them. Now, I feel sorry for you folks that live in cities. I do. Or near a city. I do. You don't fucking know what's going to come to hit you. You think it's bullshit. Okay, but a lot of things people said, I said bullshit. Well, guess what? I turned out to be fucking right. Okay, so I'm related to Alex Jones somewhere along the line. Maybe he's my 23rd cousin or something. Who knows? But you know, my old favorite best friend, George Senzer, was the fucking man. He knew it all, knows it all, and he is it.
And he's got a backup, too.
He's got backup, and he's a fucking free man. Free motherfucker, let me tell you.
Baby, we're free.
This is the freest motherfucker on the goddamn planet. The freest.
Oh, yeah.
They should name a car of him called the Prius.
The Freedom.
Not to get familiar with the Prius, all right? Prius.
You know, oh, I forgot where I put my Prius.
Yeah. You know, I had a long conversation with somebody today while I was driving down the highway. They called me. I was driving down the road with my wife. They said a lot of bad things about me. I said, Ron, you're a no good, rotten, no good motherfucker. Yeah.
Good son, bitch.
Well, yeah. I mean, I completely agree with that. I do. I like being, you know, no good son, bitch. Speaking of the cough, anyway, your mic's open, son. I hear you. What do you think about this shit with this shit with Israel and fucking the Palestinians and hummus? Is it hummus or Hamas? I think it's hummus, ain't it? That shit comes in a little bowl. You know, hummus to bummus.
Hamas.
Yeah, I know.
Hamas.
Just say it. I got to make fun of it. It sounds like Hamas. But anyway, what the fuck going on here? What are these motherfuckers want? They still want the same shit they wanted fucking 20,000 centuries ago? Is that what it's still fucking over?
Yeah.
Is Biden promoting this shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why would you fucking do that? That just got me.
You're
fucking
an idiot.
What else can you say, man? What can you say?
Idiot.
How can you fucking answer this?
Common sense
is gone. It's fucking gone. Fucking reality
gone.
Is unfucking believably fucking so fucking gone. You know? And I blame the American people, too. I blame all of us. Every fuck, me included. You know? You know, if they're starting to protest now and these fucking illegal aliens are starting to go ape shit, monkey fucking crazy in New York City and New York's fucking freaking out and they're a sanctuary city, you don't think we're going to have problems all over the fucking place? We got 9 million of these motherfuckers we know about are here. We got over 2 million we don't know that's fucking here. That's a lot of motherfuckers. Yeah. So.
And growing.
Yeah.
And growing.
Yes, sir. That's right. The valve is still wide open. Yes, sir. Yeah. The water is getting deep.
And darker.
Deep and darker. Yeah.
Good.
Well, I don't care about the color part, but, you know, because I'm not one of the people like that. I know you are a gun, and I get it. I respect it. Don't think I don't, but, you know. I'm just not that kind of person, you know.
I know the truth. I know the truth.
You know, it's not the dark people. It's the white devil that's doing this. I'm telling you, man. Whitey.
Whitey is the white devil. Yes. Yeah, they're white after the white devil.
But the white devil started it, man. But the white devil started it. You got to remember that.
But they still after it. They blame the white devil. They blame the white devil, yes.
But the white
devil
gave them a reason. The white devil gave the motherfuckers a reason.
Well, that goes to show you how stupid they are.
What do you mean they're stupid? How are they stupid? Just think we never fucked with them if there never was slavery. Think there was none of that. Then what?
Eventually, somebody somewhere would have invented slavery if it wasn't the white people. I don't know. But hell, they were enslaving themselves. They had black.
We went over and taught them. The Europeans went over and taught these motherfuckers how to do it.
No, we didn't.
Fuck yeah.
They had slavery. No.
No.
Yeah. What
can't? Slavery began in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been around for centuries.
Yeah, but the Europeans went over there and taught some of them black folks.
No.
How to sell their home for
no,
money.
No.
Taught them religion.
No.
Okay.
This was not a white invention. No, blacks were enslaved. What do you think? This has been going on since the dawn of time. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm with you.
We just only went over there and promoted it. Okay, the white Europeans. We just went over there and promoted it. Said, hey, you got slaves? Hey, that's a good idea. Let's all live there first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We didn't promote. We didn't promote it. We showed them how to make money off of it. Well, we didn't promote it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We showed them how to do it.
I mean,
marketably, how to sell it. The product, you know, that's
but
what they claim to be.
Slavery in Africa, Africans, well,
yeah.
Africa in the Congo right now in Sudan, there's a lot of stuff going on over there that is not being reported on.
Right.
That's why you see many black people from Africa coming to the United States now, but they're escaping the oppression over there. They don't want to go into wars over there.
Look, you know, I don't know when the year was. You'd have to go look it up. But back in the day, Africa was a producing nation. It exported all kinds of different kinds of goods. Okay? And then because the white people, the white farmers, go look it up, that dictator,
not
whatever that dictator
is. Are you talking about the United States did that?
Well, no, back way back there, a long time ago. I mean,
that was way before us, before we ever existed. The ship was going way before the United States ever existed.
Most people believe
that it started in the United States. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they were making produce and they were exporting it. And then when some dictator dickhead over there, I forget where it was, took all the white farmers, the farms away from the white farmers. They starved. They're starved. They're not exporting anything at that time anymore because they had to rely on the white farmers because they're the ones that knew about all the machinery and the farming methods and all that shit.
Yeah, you got to go back to England. You got to go back. You're too far ahead. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Well, yeah.
The English are the ones we were colonizing over here, right? In the beginning of the colonization of this shit. England done had fucking slaves. England was way ahead of us. Okay, so remember the king? The king had slaves. It's you know, it's part of their fucking routine, you know, as English.
Every king has had.
The United States, when it was finally colonized, we went to war with them motherfuckers, remember? We started battling them, you know, but the whole point was is they had something we needed, trade. They needed to trade. We were consumers, you know what I mean? That's how it happened. Then once that happened, all it got fine. And then finally we realized we could do our own farming and got enough shit over here to do our own farming and shit. Then, you know, that's when we told England to go fuck off. You know what I mean? So,
well, you know, it still goes back centuries. Back in the Roman days, even before that, they had slaves. They were white.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They were white slaves.
Yeah, they came in all colors.
But mostly they were white slaves. Even back in the Romans, you know, and all them Egyptians, they had slaves back then. You've seen them on the fucking portrayed on the fucking documentaries. Okay.
Right,
so it goes back centuries old. Okay. I bet you it goes back to the biblical days. Okay.
It does.
I bet you
it does.
It is. So they had slaves back then. So slavery is not a new thing. It's centuries old.
Right. Right.
But here's something that really gets to me, too, is the state of California wants to give appropriations, okay, to black people.
They're fucking idiots.
You know, their ancestors.
They're fucking idiots. Yeah.
You know, the whole thing, I would be more proud that my ancestors survived to get me here. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Because I'm from a German descent, okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, the Germans killed their own too. It didn't matter whether you were Jewish or not. They didn't give a fuck. But they, more or less, Germans, I mean, Jews, they wanted them bad. Like this bullshit going on today with this shit, with Palestine and Israel, you know? Then you're getting, you know, now Iraq's involved with this shit, or, you know, all this, and... Oh,
they wanted to fry Christians since biblical times. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing this shit for centuries. That's just what I said, centuries. And they're not going to accept it. They didn't accept it, and they're not going to accept it. They think that their God, Allah, praise Allah, is the one and the only, and is not. They're completely wrong. You know that. You know that. It's been proven. Right?
Right.
You know, and they're going to continue to fight each other. They think until God comes back, well, that could be more 50 more centuries. I mean, who the hell knows? You know? And then what?
Yeah, this has been continuous on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you ever see that? Did you ever see the last episode of Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner when that motherfucker finally caught that Roadrunner? Okay, what did he do? He held up a sign and says, "Now what?" He been chasing them, that son of a bitch, all these years, ever since I was a kid.
Yeah,
been chasing
right.
that damn Roadrunner.
Right.
And he finally caught that son of a bitch, and the only thing he could do was hold up a sign saying, "Now what?"
Yeah.
You know,
Now what?
So it's the same fucking thing. They're going to be chasing them fuckers over there. They're going to be killing each other over there.
But I'm saying, if we start having conflicts on the ground here, they turn this country's head into a third world atmosphere. You know what I mean?
Of course it is. Absolutely.
A lot of people know it ain't. No, it ain't going to be like that. Okay. All right. Let's see. We'll see what happens. But, you know, you got, what, say 11, 12 million motherfuckers here say something different? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though we still outnumber them. We still outnumber them, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
You've seen the pictures of these fucking people that are coming over here, whether they're coming from Mexico or South America, or Venezuela, okay, it doesn't really fucking matter where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. Where is the women? Where is the children? Where is the old fuckers? Ain't none. Majority.
Mm-hmm.
They're young fucking guys, okay?
Yeah.
That have a chip on their shoulder that wants to fucking fight. And who do they want to fucking fight? Us. You. Me.
Uh-huh.
Boys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They will
not me.
Hmm?
Oh, you'd be the first cat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Remember, they want to kill every infidel. Guess what, motherfucker? You're an infidel. I'm an infidel. Okay?
Yeah, baby.
They
want
to take
it.
Yeah.
They
want
to
world
dominate.
And you're right there in front of it. I love you like my own
well,
sweetie.
Called,
you need to get the fuck out of Houston.
A...
Get the fuck out of Houston.
Get the fuck out.
Huh?
It's called immigration jihad. You know, Gaddafi said, "We will take over your nations with the wombs of our women."
That's right. There you go.
Yeah.
How much more truth do you want? You know? I'm the truth.
I don't think those chicks are that hot.
They are having eight children for every Muslim they're having at that rate of 8 to 1.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah,
you said that
is.
The other night. Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't that sick?
Yeah, they're
that's
popping them fuckers
sick.
Out like jackrabbits. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think?
And we quit because of our social standard. Our social standard. Yeah. We can have a baby. The market just ain't good right now. You know?
Why
God,
you
like,
think,
I'm a choke.
And I've said this before. Why do you think blowjob Clinton said in some of his meetings, I can't wait to see a sea of brown?
Yeah.
Wasn't talking about tea. What was he
right.
talking about? Okay, Duntain. Brown people, Mexicans, these, whatever you want to call them, okay? I call them shit.
Yeah, but he's a sexual deviant fucker. He's looking at Poontang. I'm telling you, Bill Clinton is a nasty motherfucker.
Well,
you know, like
he
I
is.
Said,
he likes-
when he did that shit with social services for kids, a $5,000 bonus for every kid you snatch out of a house? Wow. Wow.
He likes
what is
it.
That all about? What's
he
that all about? You know,
he likes that underage pussy, okay? Look at Pedophile Island. Hell, he was number one out there, you know? What would you think
right.
he was doing out there? Doing the tango? Yeah, that kind of tango, yeah.
You're right,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the, but you know, the other part of this, these fuckers break laws and never go to jail. You know, it just it blows my mind. What's up with that, you know? So now when people are looking out, when they go to court, well, who the fuck are you, judge, to tell shit to me like that? This motherfucker walked away for shit worse than I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how can you fucking judge that? It's been proven.
Yep.
So, you know, nah, I don't think so, you know. It's coming perfectly fucking clear. What's that, Kat?
There's a big billboard I saw downtown today. It's $15,000. It's near the big police station downtown. And they've got a big billboard up says they're trying to get cops $15,000 signing bonus.
Yeah. They're desperate. Yeah. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody who wants to get himself in a position to get killed. Fuck that.
Yeah. You've already got
just to be a money collector for the
back.
Fucking the system. I mean, some cops are already affected. Wow, I'm just a money collector for these motherfuckers. I'm not protecting nobody. I like to fuck with people.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't a cop to be certain protect motherfucker. You like to fuck with people. That's your problem.
You've already got a target on your back right now. Whether you like it or not, okay, it's the truth. Look at that fucking Maine shooter. He went into just a bowling alley, for God's sakes, and started fucking killing people. They had targets on their backs. Just innocent people. And you know what I heard today? That when he walked in there, okay, and remember, it's a gun-free zone, okay? There's even a sign on the door. I've seen a sign on the door.
Right.
The first shot, now listen to this, the first shot that he made, after the first shot, his gun jammed. 41 seconds later, it jammed for 41 seconds. Now, you don't tell me that a couple of people, patrons in that fucking place that had, you know, pistols or whatever, could not have returned fire and fucking blew that motherfucker out that fucking door in 41 seconds. I may be old, but by God, I can hit you within 41 seconds. I goddamn guarantee it. You know?
I'd have him within the first two. I figure about 2 seconds, I would have had him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was kidding, but I mean,
about 2 seconds.
Right.
I'm about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You're giving me 41?
Yeah,
that's giving me a hell of a head start.
Yeah, that's a hell of a head start, ain't it?
Yeah, about 2 seconds.
And remember, the motherfucker wasn't even wearing body armor. Like I said, a .22 could have fucking took him out. I got a goddamn .22 pistol right here in my fucking drawer, semi-automatic. 9-shot, I think. That right there could have took that motherfucker out with no fucking problem. No problem.
I would have ran him with a fucking bowling ball and hit him in the fucking head with it.
At least do something. And there was this was even more news. This was even more news. I think it was the owner's son, and you have to look this up on Google. He tried to rush him with a knife. He tried to rush that motherfucker with a knife. Haven't you ever heard the old saying, you never bring a knife to a gunfight?
Well, if you had enough time to get to the fucker, if he jammed up, you had enough time to get to him, okay. Why not?
Well, he didn't have time because I think he shot him, too. I mean, the guy went in there, popped one
around.
Yeah,
right.
Obviously, everybody by surprise, you know, what the hell the fuck is this?
Right.
Okay. So it's going to take some people.
Least likely place
to ever happen. Yeah, it's going to take some people, you know, quite a few seconds to react, you know.
Right, to adjust to it,
right. It adjust to the noise and to the everything, blah, blah, blah. And by the time he reacted, he already had his gun unjammed, and when he tried to rush him with the knife, pow, popped him. He didn't get 10 feet. Popped him right there. In fact, I think what's-his-name was saying something about it. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. Where is it?
Maybe you got a link on it?
Well, I got to find it on YouTube. But mass shooter proof. Okay, yeah, here it is, right here. Mass shooter.
The link is in Messenger.
So it is. Yeah. I got it in Messenger too, because that's where I put it. I put it in the chat room. I just found it again. That's from a attorney, a constitutional attorney, Colin Noor, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And he says it right there. Shows the fucking picture of the gun-free zone right there on that fucking door. And said he had 41 seconds when a gun jammed. That's why you always have to be situational awareness. You have to know what goes
Pay attention.
On around you.
Yeah.
Your
they've been
head
telling,
needs...
They've been telling people to do that shit. You know what I mean? They've been telling
yes.
you on the news.
Yeah.
What? Look around you.
Everybody
you know?
Yeah. around you. Make your head a swivel.
I seen two days. I had to whip in a Walmart for some shit today, of course, you know, last minute shit. You know, and there was a couple of motherfuckers walked in and said, fuck, these look like fucking straight up Palestinians, man. These motherfuckers didn't look friendly at all.
No. You don't know what they have under their fucking habij. That bitch may have a machine gun nest.
Right.
You know, you never know.
Shit.
Right.
Well,
play that clip.
Hey, hang on.
We're being told that they're, you know, with Christopher Wray, FBI director said today, was it today, that they're, you know, looking at to expect some stuff people are saying in the next 14 months. It's going to be, you know, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
I think they're
they like to
blow stuff up, though.
Oh, they do. They don't matter how they do it. They still want you dead. D-E-A-D, dead. Cat, you remember I told you about that? I posted in the Quora, I think, of that shooting over that's a dealership over here on 20. You know exactly where it is. 20 around Great Southwest Parkway out there. That was some type of Muslim, one of them idiots. Okay, that shot up that fucking place. Didn't kill anybody, but thank God. But he still shot it up. And that's right across the street from the Golden Corral where we go. Get that.
Yeah. Well, how about that army psychiatrist that shot up those people at Fort Hood, went into the mess hall and shot a bunch of people. Major Hassan, remember him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Sure.
Well,
you know,
got that clip loaded.
The whole time he was waiting trial. Wait a minute, let me say that. The whole time he was waiting trial, he got to draw his pay.
Oh, yeah.
Only after he was convicted, he lost that, you know.
Yep.
Fucking crazy shit. Yeah, well, fuck, why not?
Thank
All right, let me flip this clip. Let's check this out. All right, you ready? Everybody?
Gilly.
Everybody ready? All right. Tighten your seatbelt. Here we go.
We kindly ask that you refrain from bringing firearms in this building. We would appreciate it if you left them in your vehicle. Please keep our atmosphere family friendly. Those were the words posted on a sign on the front entrance of the Just In Time Recreation Bowling Alley, where 7 people were murdered by a man with a gun who didn't give a about that sign. I think I'm stating the obvious when I say that the sign did nothing to stop this man from walking right into the bowling alley with his gun. But I'm sure it stopped everyone else who decided to obey the sign and not bring their gun into the bowling alley. When we talk about guns in this country, too many people are not having this conversation in reality and believe lines on a piece of paper work the same way to stop criminals as they do this bug. The reality is mass murderers love gun-free zones. That's why since 1950, 94% of attacks occurred in gun-free zones. Mass murderers are not looking for competition. They're looking for easy victims. And what's easier than shooting at someone who doesn't also have a gun? That's why when cops show up to active shooter scenes, they bring guns. This is why it baffles me when anti-gunners joke about the saying, only a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. Like it's not true. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight is a saying for a reason. And because seemingly no one in that bowling alley had a gun, the only thing anyone could use to try to stop the shooter was a knife.
He died as a hero because he picked up a butcher knife from somewhere, as you know, he has all that stuff near the bar anyways. And he tried to go at the gunman to stop him from shooting anybody else.
Do you really think that if this man's son had the opportunity to face this shooter with a gun instead of a knife, that he would still choose the knife? So why are we continuously putting up no guns allowed signs on windows thinking that's going to stop a mass murderer from bringing a gun into the building? And the thing that truly crushes me is that this dude had a gun malfunction that took him about 40 seconds to clear.
I looked and he had his assault rifle kind of pointed down at the ground, and he was looking around sort of like in a panic, and you could tell that maybe he had some sort of a weapon malfunction or something, like he needed to clear the chamber.
Just one person with a gun in that situation could have sent shots in his direction and at least put him on the defensive and make him take cover or take off or die. Think about that. He had a malfunction after the first round. The first round. This whole situation could have ended with only the shooter dying and no one else dying in that bowling alley if only someone had a gun. Yes, I'm Monday morning quarterbacking this to hell. We in the gun community have been saying for decades that gun-free zones are nothing more than free killing zones to mass shooters. The crazy thing is, I've been bowling a number of times recently, and each time I carried a gun. Each time I honestly would ask myself, do I really need a gun here right now? And I would almost feel silly about it. Like, why am I carrying a gun to go bowling? But you know who wasn't laughing and who didn't feel like it was silly to carry a gun while they were bowling? Reality. Reality. Because reality knows anything can happen anywhere at any time. And carrying a gun is a small price to pay to be able to protect yourself during those one-off moments where you thought you would never need it. Since 1899, there have been 474 million firearms produced for the U.S. market. And there are over 300 million people in this country. It is not hard for a potential mass shooter to get their hands on a gun illegally. Stop playing Russian roulette with fate and buy a gun, learn to use it safely and responsibly, and keep it on you. And get rid of these stupid gun-free zones. They make us feel safe right up until a mass shooter decides to ignore the sign on the door.
You know how frightening it is to think about what happens in the moments before, during, and even days after having to use your gun in self-defense? When you first start carrying a gun for protection, it can be a very scary and nerve-wracking experience, especially if you haven't gotten the education and training you need to feel confident. I've been there myself, hoping I never have to go through a self-defense shooting, which is why I'm a member of the USCCA. As a USCCA member, you can eliminate some of the stress of carrying a gun for protection by accessing the amazing wealth of firearm education, training, and current state-specific gun laws of your state or states you may travel to. This can help you be prepared for or hopefully even avoid a self-defense incident. As a bonus, members automatically become insured on the self-defense liability insurance policy purchased by and issued to the USCCA. Click below to learn more.
Guns aren't political. That's why I need your help getting this message to spread on YouTube by clicking the thumbs up button, leaving a comment to let me know what you think of the video, then subscribing to the channel. But most importantly, click that bell symbol. For products featured in this video, click the links in the description.
So there you go. Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, should have bought Dixie. These weak store brand plates are risky business.
Oh. And commercial.
Next time, get Dixie Ultra Plate. Three times stronger than the leading store brand. Dixie, make it better, right.
And don't you forget it.
Better get Dixie Plates now, damn it.
Yeah, before you get fucking shot.
That's right.
Three times stronger. fucking commercial. Yep. I'm sorry, guys.
I stopped a bullet,
this.
Too.
God damn it. But, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you're right, Gunn. That's whole, yeah, I watched that guy a few times. He's pretty cool. He's been fucked with by the cops, too. They fucked him. He's loaded up. They had all kinds of shit in his car. When they pulled him over, he's like, whatever. You do say whatever you want. Straight up legit, motherfucker.
Look at all them guns he's got hanging on his wall behind him. Jesus Christ. That got to be the safest neighborhood in the whole goddamn world.
YouTube has paid this boy good. that's what
I'm
saying.
Sure.
How about that guy in Indiana? You remember him?
It rings a bell.
Yep. He was
so
in a mall.
Remember. The what?
And
He was
in a shopping mall.
Right.
In the food
right.
court.
Yeah.
Gun-free
right.
zone.
Right.
This guy started popping off rounds, and the guy
right.
jumped up with his gun that he wasn't supposed to have in the mall and put, 8 out of 10 rounds
eight
in
out
the
ten, yeah.
shooter at 40 yards.
40 yards, yep. Yep,
absolutely.
What a shot.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a damn good shot right there. Whew, man.
Yeah.
40 yards, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, that's the way it should be. That's the way it used to be in this world. You know that? That's the way we used to live. Everybody carried a gun everywhere. Didn't matter who the fuck it was. Anybody could have one. Anybody.
Yeah, I told you there's another guy that I was watching on YouTube there that was shooting this 9mm P250 40 yards at steel targets and popping every goddamn one of them 40 yards. Man.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Need the eyesight for that, for real, you know it.
Oh, shit. Sheesh.
Right. But, you know, the thing, but back in the old days, everybody carried a gun. You know, motherfuckers getting out of jail got their guns back. Do you know that? Motherfuckers getting out
of
jail get their guns back. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was a rite of passage for boys to learn to shoot a gun.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it still should be that way. I raised my boys like that.
Yeah,
you know it's a right thing. It's a it's a ritual.
Yeah. My dad treated me that way.
Well, the whole thing,
I
explained to my kids was, this is how you can survive. If shit goes bad, this fun little sport we do hunting squirrels and rabbits and deers and shit is actually a way to survive. If shit goes bad, you know what I mean? Fishing, hunting, you know. I tell them how to purify water, how to find different plants. I mean, you know, different shit like that. I'm an outdoorsman. You know? And you don't necessarily need a fucking gun to hunt. You don't need that either. You can do it without it, you know? That's just the
traps.
Easy way. Yeah, build
traps,
bags. Man. Mm. Build your own shit. That's it. Survive. Because you got to remember something.
Yeah.
Like I've said before about the collapse, when all this shit's gone, you know, the McDonald's drive-thrus and all this shit in the Walmart stores, everything is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. What are you going to fucking do?
I still have the fucking double-barrel 410 shotgun that my dad bought me when I was 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
Okay, still got it. Okay.
Well,
that's my first shotgun right there. And daddy taught me how to use it and all, you know, whole nine yards, safety, all that 9 yards. So there's your rite of passage right there, okay?
That's right.
The 12 gauges, then we graduated to pistols and 30-06 and, you know, all this shit. That's the way
it should be.
It's amazing.
But
you
not
know?
No more. People are scared of guns. There's a lot of people really scared of fear of those fuckers. They've had such a lavish lifestyle.
Yeah.
They never had to live like this. You know, right, the remote control, the drive-through restaurants, shit like that. People, that's the way they like to live, man. They don't have to fucking do nothing like pick up my gun. Fuck.
Yeah, what role?
Their life
terrible.
Is perfect. They live in rainbow land type shit. You know what I mean?
Rainbow.
Perfect
little,
in their world.
Pretty little rainbow, pink little ties.
Happy faces. Yeah, fuck, man.
Happy faces.
What are you thinking? Yeah, that's what
I'm
thinking.
You know what they did?
Feminism caused all this assault on men. It feminism? Costs every bit of it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think some men are pussies. I do.
They are.
They are pussies.
They
you
are.
Know, so, yeah.
They are. They don't know
how to do
shit.
I don't mean that as a sexual thing, that they have a pussy. They just are pussies. Because they have selected to be a pussy. So if they want to be a pussy, fucking knock yourself out.
Listen, I'll give you a good example. Okay, my dad taught me how to do everything. Mechanics, shooting guns, electrical work, the whole fucking nine yards, right? When I was young, I was still in his hip pocket going on jobs when I was 10, 11 years old. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My friend here that lives just right down the street don't even know how to change his fucking oil in his goddamn car. Okay?
Oh, yeah. That's,
and a dude is older than me. The dude
but
is older than me.
No shit. But okay. Gunslinger, bro. Yeah. I tell you what, man. I've seen so many people come in my shop that had never iota of a clue. You know, because, I mean,
yeah.
The price of me, you know, I talk to people. And, you know
yeah.
I was talking to this one old guy one time, and I think he's about, I'd say he was in his, like, middle 60s or something like that. And he looked like, he's old enough to read and have to fucking do it anymore. Shit like that. And anyway, it was like $60 for us to change his oil, you know, which ain't too bad. Actually, we charge about $20. It's the oil and filter. See, but the oil and filter's so fucking high anymore. You used to get a fucking oil change for $20, man. You remember?
Oh, yeah, easy.
$20, man.
Oh, yeah.
Jiffy
Lube,
bam, $20 out the door. Not no more. Them days are over. But anyway, this old guy, I said, that fucking, this car takes synthetic oil and has to have a certain fucking filter for this thing. Why it's so expensive, And I said, it's cheaper if you do it yourself. I said, you ever change oil before? He goes, I never have. I said, really?
Yeah.
He goes, nope, never have. I said, wow, that's crazy, man. I said, are you serious, man? He goes, yeah, I never have. I've never worked in a car before.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. I mean, I get it. There are some people that have no mechanical ability at all. They just can't seem to figure it out.
No mechanical skills.
But
no
changing oil
skills.
Is the most basic fucking thing on the fucking planet of an engine,
Oh, yeah.
Now, I can't say sometimes you get run the hassle when you got a place you can't find a fucking filter. But the drain plug's usually in the same place. It's in the crankcase, pan. I've seen a lot of people, and I've seen younger people come in, in their 30s, look like they can fucking tear a fucking back of a goddamn tractor apart and put it back together. They'll come in and get oil change, O'Reilly's got oil on sale right now. You can get done a lot cheaper. You did it by yourself, man. Oh, I never changed oil before, man. What? Are you fucking serious, man? And I look at you like, you're fucking stupid. Because you are. You're fucking are stupid. They still came back as regular customers. I'm fucking, I've kissed death.
Well, yeah. I was under my dad's nose all the time when he's working on his cars, rebuilding the brake system, honing out the fucking slave cylinders on the brake, replacing the rear mains on the fucking transmission.
Right.
And he was showing me every fucking thing, going out there and using the power tools, the skill saws, the chop saws, the table saws, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Got a little pissed when I took his favorite drill apart to see how it operated. But,
Exactly.
Yeah.
You remember when I used to never make a fucking plastic handle drill? They were all made out of aluminum, cast aluminum.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Big old big bastards. I mean, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
big
yeah.
One-inch drive. Yeah. But, yeah, man, but today children ain't taught that no more. They have been stuck into a computer. They've been handed electronic babysitters. Television said they said the television was going to make zombies out of all of us, and they were fucking right. They were fucking very right. Whoever said that, okay? So, but there again, like I said, we became extremely fucking lazy. We go into any conflict, they're fucking pussies. You won't believe how many motherfuckers you might see come under your fucking couch. You know what I'm saying?
So that's why they're bringing all these military-age men in here.
Right. Motherfuckers ready to rock.
Men
that's
in
right.
Here, when,
yes, ma'am.
They're going to give them citizenship if they join the military and serve. And, we're there's going to be a world war. It's just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, I would say it's going to be within the next 3 years or sooner.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. But these military
I'd say sooner.
Males,
I'm, before Biden's out, guarantee it. Almost guarantee it.
Yeah,
we're talking soon. Real
happen.
Fucking soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Trump don't get
you
in
know,
there. Trump don't get back in there.
It don't matter who gets in there. It just what has Biden
I think
done?
This is
what
a done
has he
deal.
Done? Yeah.
Not
what I mean,
much.
what has he done?
Biden's not in charge.
What has he done good for us?
Biden's not in charge of anything.
Right.
He's just signing papers. You know, a
Trump
lot of those Arab.
Yeah. You're right.
A lot of those Arab countries got together, and they voted on whether they would take any of the Palestinians in, and they
right.
he said, "Fuck no, they're not taking
they
any
are,
of those
yeah.
Palestinians in
mm-hmm.
because they're nope. ignorant people. They have low IQ." They've intermarried. They marry their cousins. They're inbred so bad.
Right.
Yep. Dumbasses. Remember
yeah,
that.
Well,
that,
hey,
Trump,
I support inbreeding, so don't like. Let's not go there with that. Okay.
Up there in them hillbilly hills. Yeah, I can see.
In the
ocean. You know, in there, yeah. But you got to. You remember. You got to understand that Trump is a de-escalator. He knows how to go into a situation and calm
he's
everybody.
He's a negotiator
down.
Is what the fuck he is.
Negotiator, de-escalator, same fucking
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Look at what he right. look what he did to Rocket Boy over there. He man, that little bastard was ready to go to World War III. Okay, and he was,
yeah.
oh, you know.
And they met.
You know,
they got together.
They met. Even Putin, he met, you know, Trump
yeah.
met with Trump met
yeah.
with Putin over
and
in
leader
of
China.
Hootie Putin.
And leader of China.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know,
and
though.
And leader
of
China.
I think that's wishful thinking. I think that what you're saying
yeah.
is true.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think that this is too far gone. Ukraine's got to be rebuilt. China's economy is tanking. China is having a hard time right now. The only way to and look at all those South American countries that are in the toilet. And you've got countries in Africa with all that turmoil going on. In Europe, look at Europe. I mean, they're just overrun. The economy worldwide is so unbalanced right now. You know, they talk about decoupling all these currencies from the dollar, all these, you know, economies from the petrodollar. If that happens, the world is going to fall into chaos, and that's what they're trying to do right now. So don't make no mistake, though. Russia is our enemy. Russia wants to, I mean, I'm not saying that we should keep fighting Russia and Ukraine, you know, but Russia is our enemy. China is our enemy.
Well, what's the old saying goes, it's better to keep your enemies closer as friends or something, you know.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yeah, they're enemies, yeah, sure.
Yeah, both of them countries, they depend on us. They
keep
depend
your
on
friends
from
close
us.
And your enemies closer.
Right.
Yeah,
No. Russia doesn't depend on us. Russia is buying oil right and left from Iran right now since we
right.
lessened their sanctions down there. Russia
right.
produces... Russia produces their own luxury goods. Russia's doing good.
Right. Yeah.
No.
But then
no,
again,
Russia.
We're the market for China, though, too. You understand what I mean? We're market for China. Made China, you know? China has a lot of assets over in this country they don't want to fucking lose. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, I don't, you know.
China doesn't have to fight us. China can fund Hezbollah to fight us.
Right.
China
yeah.
can fund Iran to fight us. China can
right.
fund this Venezuelan that's coming into here. China can
mm-hmm.
take us down with fentanyl. China doesn't yeah. have to fight. This is, I keep telling y'all, go read, look it up, Fifth Generation Warfare. We're not fighting conventional war where you
yeah,
people go
right.
and drop bombs on each other. This
right.
is Fifth Generation. And they do it through many, many levels. First, they demoralize our country. And how have they demoralized us with this fucking, you know, starting with same-sex marriage. Now we've got,
mm-hmm.
you know, changing men into women, women into men. You know, you are what you say you are. You know, tearing down our statues, getting
right.
rid of all of our history. This is the same stuff that Mao did to China when he when he was, well, he wasn't elected, but when he became the chairman of the party, Communist Party, these are the same things he did, but they're Cultural Revolution. The whole thing was to turn young people against old people, families against people. They divided people into certain groups. I wish Sarge was here. He could explain it to you. I've read it all before, but I've forgotten it. But it's the same playbook that Mao Zedong used on China that right now is being used against American people. We're all, everybody's angry at everybody. You know, this is why I don't like television, because television is a part of it. Because they incite you to see you're either for this side or that side.
Right.
You know, don't think about it. You hate.
I call it propaganda and brainwashing. You know, even commercials.
Yeah, we can brainwash
even commercials.
Television.
That's what commercials are. That's why I get so crazy over those motherfuckers. I hate them. I've always hated them. I ain't watched television in over 20 fucking years. You know, I'm serious. I'm way over 20 years. I just simply can't stand it. I mean, it's, you know, maybe I'm fucking insane. Who knows? But I can't, like I've said so many fucking times, I can't stand the fucking ambulance chasing lawyers. You know what I'm saying? I don't want siding, windows, new roof on my fucking house. You know, all these goddamn things. Like, I'm not, I need it. I know I need to go get it. You know, I don't want to shove down my throat. Because if you got a TV fucking at it, it means you're more expensive than the motherfucker down the street. You know? So, matter of fact, I tell you guys the incident the other day. I don't know if I said this last night or not, but I called about this walk-in tub thing, okay, because it's got the massage shit units and all that stuff in it, you know, whatever, you know what I mean, the jets and like a jacuzzi thing, whatever, circulating water. Anyway, I kind of caught on to this bullshit scam up front, you know. I called up. It was an old guy, practically like an old Burl Ives kind of guy, a real nice old man. And he said, yeah, well, you know, we can, you know, hook you up in a nice setup, and, you know, you'll love it, man. Your bones feel great, and muscles will relax. You'll feel like a new man. I said, that's great. Let's set you up, and let's get an estimate. We'll come out, look at your house, see what you need, blah, 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 blah. And then he started asking me questions. What kind of house you got? You got a, you know, is it a mobile home? That was the first question he asked. Is it a mobile home? Is it a modular home or is it a regular house? I said, what's a regular house? Okay, all right. Well, are you the owner? I said, well, yeah. And are you married? Yeah. Well, is your wife there too? I said, yeah. All right, well, when they come out, you know, hope you and your wife come, you know, meet with the guy and blah, 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 to do this. I said, okay, that's no problem. He goes, well, anyway, I'm going to give you his phone number. You need to call it, like, on Tuesday, which is today, to confirm this, you know, this guy's coming out there. Okay, so I didn't have the phone with me yesterday. They called me yesterday. Anyway, I was in the shop, and anyway, the phone was here in the office, and I was, you know, not in the office, but in my studio. And then I, you know, was outside. Anyway, the phone, I had four hits from the same number, 1-888 number, called my phone fucking, you know, four or five times, I think. So anyway, six times, if I remember correctly. So I think nothing of it. So I left the phone, left again, came back. You hit two more times. Well, fuck. Whoever says they really want to talk to me. So I, you know, I was going to call it back. So I said, fuck them. It's an 888 number. So they got to be selling some bullshit. So finally, I was with the phone, and they called, and I answered. I said, okay, you know, hello, and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, my name's such and such, Sarah, or something real fucking nice, tender, little, sweet, southern girl. And I'm going to confirm your appointment tomorrow, you know, like that. And I said, okay, well, that's cool. And she goes, well, you and your wife will be at home? I said, well, yeah, probably. She asked me again what kind of house it was, you know. Then asked me, you know, I said, well, you know, me and my wife are the owners, but there's other partners our owners on this property besides just me and my wife. Oh, we can't do nothing for you then. And I said, well, why not? I said, you know, I'm looking for a price of a walk-in tub, you know, I'm not going to finance it. You know, I'm looking to outright buy it, you know, and have it done. I don't want a fucking loan, you know, on anything. So she goes, well, they're about $17,000 to $20,000. I said, ma'am, are you out of your fucking mind? Really? $17,000 to $20,000 for a fucking Whirlpool tub? When I can buy a brand new luxurious goddamn hot tub for fucking $5,000. You know, no. I'm sorry, that ain't going to work. And I said, well, but anyway, I said, you know, but anyway, she goes on and goes, well, so would the owners agree to go? I said, no, we have to have a board meeting before we decide if it's going to take all the owners this to this. Cause, so apparently what you're telling me, you want me in our contract and you're going to finance this fucking tub to me and you're going to hope I miss a fucking payment or if I drop dead before it's paid off, that you come take this goddamn property because that'll be in the contract. I don't know, sir. So I know, lose my number. Fuck you. Bye. Click. I hung up on a bitch. You know, that ain't happening. I'm not. No. But that's what they're trying to do. Same thing. It's like them solar panel companies doing that shit to people. You know, they're targeting old people. You know, goddamn, I guess I'm an old fucker now. You know, I am looking at 60 here in about 3 more years or 2 more years or whatever. But, you know, what I'm saying, yeah, they're targeting people. They're hoping your dice like this completely fuck you. Wow. Even while you're dead. It ain't over after you're dead. Remember that. You're still getting fucked somewhere after. You ain't going to know it and ain't going to care, but, you know, it's actually happening. So you might as well get knowing it now while you're alive. Something else, ain't it?
You're not going to get fucked no more, but your kids will.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. They're definitely getting fucked, you know. You used to laugh at your kids, so you got to fuck them over last time before you went out. But yeah, it's just a fucking scam, man. It's unbelievable. Can't believe, you know, what they do. And it's legal. It's fucking legal. Nobody cares about nobody. The only thing people care about is their fucking selves. That's it. Fuck you guys. And it's all for me, none for you. And like another one, that J.G. Wentworth, okay? I knew a fucking dude had $160,000 coming within 30 fucking days. $160,000. He went to J.G. Wentworth, and they gave him $40,000 for that today. You know how it was so – I had to walk away. You know, he doesn't sign the contract. He's stuck with him. There's no way out of it now. You know what I'm saying? He's got to take the $40,000, and they get $120,000 profit. You see what I mean? Y'all follow me on this? And I told that motherfucker, you should have came to me. I would have gave you $40,000 for that fucking money. I have no problem with waiting 30 fucking days. You know what I mean? To make $120,000 profit. But that's what they do. That's what J.G. Work does. That's their plan. You know, they're on TV all the time. Do you have equity or annuity, blah, 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 coming your way? Well, we'll get you the money faster. But you're going to have to fucking take a big chunk of it out of it. Fuck. You know, $120,000.
It's the same thing with these reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
They get old people.
That's
another thing. That's another scam.
Yeah. I just saved a fucking house for a friend of mine that winds up in that shit. The reverse mortgage got out of it. They was foreclosing on the house. It was over. This shit was going fucking crazy, man. They were inflating that payment like no fucking tomorrow. But I said, fuck this, man. You need to file Chapter 13 bankruptcy. That's the only way out of this. You know, just tell them what you can afford. Tell them $300 a month, and that's that. Chapter 13 locks you right into that payment. So there you go. You know, that's what she had to do. Of course, they still owe me money because I'm the one that financed it for them. Fuck. I mean, it only costs like, what, $1,300 plus my 300% interest? Yeah. So into about $30,000. So, you know, it ain't bad, is it? Loan $1,300, get $30,000 back. Why not?
Not bad at all. Why not?
Exactly. But I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that to nobody, man. Just, you know, helping them out. I don't, because, you know, the banking system's fucking them. You know, you got to remember, whatever you do out here in this world, there's some fucking going on. Anything you actually do anymore, there's some way, some around there, somebody's in it to fuck you. It's like when you get these little fucking sneaked up little fees. You know, you didn't expect these fees for shit. You're like, what the fuck
you
is that
fee
for? You
can't leave your house. Every second of your life is somehow or other somebody's profiting off of it.
Right.
You get in your car and leave your driveway, you know. Well, look at insurance down here. You think with all this illegal immigration into Texas, we pay the highest car insurance rates in the country.
Well, you're in Houston too,
so
though, right?
People.
Is it the whole state or just Houston? Kat.
I don't live in Houston. I don't know why you keep saying that.
I thought you live in Houston.
No, hell no. No, no good person would ever live in Houston. I live in Austin.
Austin. Yeah, I should say, okay, I'll start remember Austin City Limits. Austin City Limits on public television. Remember that used to come on in the 70s? Austin.
Yeah, I used to work in the studio where they filmed that.
Oh, really? All right, cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But they've got their own headquarters. They've got their own place downtown now. They've got a nice setup down there. No, the PBS station that was on campus let them use their studios.
Right.
So when I was going to UT, I worked at the PBS studios on a live TV show. Came on Thursday night. Called Austin Online.
Austin Online.
So whenever Austin, but their technical people were the same people that worked for us. And so whenever anybody came in to, we always got 4 tickets. Well, all the tickets were free, but the public had to go stand in line to get a ticket. They released them on a certain day.
Right.
So I got to see a lot. I got to see and meet Reba. My favorite person I ever met was Reba McEntire.
Oh, yeah?
This was back when she had big hair.
Yeah.
Remember, she used to have the big hairdos. She is the most wonderful person. She is just
very nice people. Yeah, I met her once. Yeah. I met her in Nashville. Yeah. Real cool. Real laid back.
Oak Ridge
Boys.
Nashville.
Yep.
Yeah, the Oak Ridge Boys are another really good. They're really good people.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oak Ridge
really,
Boys.
Really
they're here all the time in Branson.
I bet they are.
Yeah, they are. They had their own club for a while. I don't know, but they're here all the fucking time.
Do you remember a guy named T. Graham Brown? Did you ever hear
name
of
does
him?
Sound, sounds familiar.
He's real good. I think he became an alcoholic and had a bad,
run of love. The name sounds familiar. I'd have to look it up.
Good.
It's... The music business is a funny world. You know what it is. I mean, most motherfuckers die from fucking, drugs, the music business.
But nobody wants to live in Houston. I mean, if you work down there, you have to live there, but I would not live in Houston.
No, Houston's pretty fucked up. But you're seeing a lot of them immigrants in Austin, though. You are seeing a lot of that there.
Oh,
almost in cabinets
what are you
and shit.
About? Yes.
I haven't looked at it.
Remember that thing that was on the news took place in Houston where that guy that was in that taco place, that guy came in there and tried to rob him and shot him, 12 times, 13 times? Remember that one? That was a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in Houston.
Remember when Katrina happened and they let all those black people out of jail in New Orleans and they came to Houston and the Mexicans and the blacks were killing each other every day down there with fighting over the drug turf.
Yep.
It was crazy. 3 and 4 are being killed every day.
And now I said yesterday that the Venezuelans are in Dallas now. Lovely.
Yep. Hey, let me throw this at you, kids. We got 6 minutes left in the show if you want to call in. The number is 563-999-3726. That is 563-999-3726. Or call in now, and you won't miss the rest of the fucking retardation shit I talk about. And others are here with me that speak the same language of a tard. Tonight's version of tard is brought to you by the bull. I have a bull, and I'm looking at it. What should I put inside this bull? Brought to you by PBS and Carl's Jr. Okay, let's see what is going on in Austin, Texas. All right, search for condos. No, over 2,300 people experiencing homelessness in Austin. Echo said this is 4 months ago. You only got 2,300 people homeless? Fucking doing all right.
You can probably
Camp Keeve. Is that what's called? KBUE. Was this Southwest Austin Neighbors Rights Concern?
KBUE.
Yeah,
that's
homeless camp.
ABC affiliate.
Oh, okay. So it's not part of the camp. A home, big homeless camp. Jesus Christ. Okay, here's a short clip. Of course, we all listen to a commercial.
There is one confirmed ghost on campus. If you
welcome back to the news at 5. Austin's interim homeless strategy officer updated city council on the city's efforts to address homelessness this morning.
He told leaders the Salvation Army's 8th Street shelter could reopen. KBU's Malia Masumoto is here with more on that update. Malia?
Brian, Ashley, Salvation Army's downtown shelter caused some controversy when it closed back in March, but their doors, like we said, could be opening again soon. The interim homeless strategy officer, David Gray, said he found out this morning that the city and Salvation Army have agreed to the lease terms. So the next phase is to start renovations so they're able to reopen that shelter. And they said that process should take around 6 to 8 weeks. Now, in the meeting this morning, you also explained that city will be in need of 772 beds for unhoused people by 2025. Now, his office estimated that would cost just over $26 million. Gray also gave an update on the HEAL initiative that started back in June of 2021. Now, since they started the initiative, the program has moved 635 people from encampment sites into shelters, and 44 people have completed the program that leads them into permanent housing. But Grace says the time spent in the program has increased over the past few years due to Austin's housing market.
Frankly, in this market, it's becoming more and more challenging for us to find the accommodations within the rapid rehousing space to move people from shelter into rapid rehousing.
I've been able to clear out 15 sites, including the most recent one is Barwood Park, where they moved about 30 people out of the park and into their HEAL program. Now, Gray also gave an update on the Marshalling Yard shelter that opened in late August. Now, already they said they're serving about 200 people per day, and they plan to eventually move that up to 300. But Gray said it will be a while until they reach that number because they want to make sure the people they're taking in are representative of the whole unhoused population and not just those living near the shelter, which is what they've been previously doing. Brian, Ashley.
Oh, they're making everything so wonderful for the poor people and homeless. They're going to fix this up, put them in this old moldy fucking gymnasium, and everything will be fine. Austin looks like a shitty city. I ain't been there in many, many years, but I mean, you know, fuck, we're talking 20 some odd years since I've been to the area. Is the city gone that bad?
Beautiful. Downtown where that shelter is, they just ruined it around there. The homeless people just, the businesses around there, nobody wants to go up there where all those homeless people are.
Right.
Because they can't
right.
stay there during the day. That shelter's only for them to stay there at night. And during
right.
the day, they have to leave there. And they
right.
go and hang out on the street and go in the stores and piss on the sidewalk and do their drugs and all kinds of shit goes on.
There, all the clips and videos I'm looking at, it's all over the fucking place there. There's a lot of stories
yeah.
on this.
Yes.
Austin homeless camp murder suspect charged. This is 4 months ago. Texas homeless struggle as public camping is criminalized. So Texas made camping outside illegal. We got 90 seconds to call in if you want to hang out with us. So dial in. Dial
get the dial in.
563-999-3726. Tattooed it on your brain. So, yeah. Not saying we're staying here all till we hours of the night. Don't make me start playing Matthew Lesko fucking videos.
Well, Long Talk's going to kick us off about a half hour after the show anyway.
Yeah, probably. I don't know what's going on with that shit. I really don't. Eviction day for Oakland's Wood Street homeless encampment. God damn, this motherfucker is large. I'm going to look at that on YouTube, folks. I would push the link, but I can't because I'm on a different computer. Yeah, maybe. Hang on a second. I'll play it and I'll move it over. I'll watch it later.
Once you see what's in these two heavy-duty totes, you'll feel safer when the next disaster rolls around, because you'll know where you can get a survival.
At $5,000
delays and legal battles, here the city of Oakland is clearing out the sprawling Wood Street homeless encampment so the city can make way for a new affordable housing project at that site. KTVU's Brooks DeRose joining us now live from our newsroom. And Brooks, as expected, city workers and police officers were met with resistance to today's sweep.
And to break it down, Alex, COVID, winter storms, and a lack of shelter space delayed this eviction from happening for months and months. Just hours ago, we saw a group of very vocal unhoused residents and advocates yelling at city officials because they're unhappy the city hasn't provided a permanent place for Wood Street residents to call home.
It's day one for city crews clearing, cleaning, and closing Oakland's largest homeless encampment.
Everybody stay calm. It's going to be okay.
Some Wood Street residents were already kicked off of state property months ago. Now the city plans to remove everything and everyone from this area over the next 2 weeks.
It intends to accomplish two very important goals. The first would be to transition the unhoused into available shelter and to convey the property over to developers for the development of 170 permanently affordable housing units.
That housing is still a long way off. City officials say there's enough shelter space for the 70-plus people still here on Wood Street, but many are refusing to leave.
They can't get rid of us. We're dug in like ticks. We're part of the spine of the tree of Oakland, and we're very deeply invested in our neighborhood.
Phase one has already started. Scooping up trash, cleaning up the streets and sidewalks, and hauling off stolen and dumped cars and trucks. Evictions will be next.
I hope they just take time and patience and just don't bulldoze everybody out like that.
These large-scale encampment sweeps have been a point of contention and left the encampment in legal limbo for years.
I don't like the stress it's bringing to my neighbors and friends and family here.
City officials say they're pushing transitional housing. Four took up the offer today.
We will continue that outreach to ensure that we are engaged with everyone, providing them the opportunity to accept city shelter and shelter in other city programs.
But advocates argue the city shelters missed the mark as a solution.
Those are what they call glorified prisons. They're inadequate to meet the needs, the basic human needs, the basic human rights of a person.
Creating a cat and mouse game, with some unhoused planning to relocate to another encampment as Oakland tries to get a handle on a housing crisis.
Now, the city opened a new 100-bed community cabin site a couple months ago. It was funded by an $8.3 million grant from the state. There's also a new safe RV site for up to 100 RVs on 66th Avenue. Advocates say it's not a permanent solution. For now, live in the newsroom, Brooks DeRose, KTVU, Fox 2 News.
And Brooks, I heard one of the demonstrators there in your piece saying that the city shelters in Oakland are not adequate. What are they lacking?
Well, one of the things they lack is water and electricity. Some people there say that's not a permanent place. That's just something like a tough shed. But The city has said before that these are supposed to be transitional housing programs, something to get them into more permanent housing. Of course, we'll have to wait and see what that sort of housing may look like in the future.
Yeah, a bridge to a permanent housing solution.
Right.
Brooks DeRose, live in the newsroom. Thank you, Brooks.
Well, there you go.
Here's one thing you need to do before buying anything online. Don't spend another dime on Amazon until you watch this first.
I ain't listening to you, motherfucker.
Okay, guys, I'm going to bed.
Are you? Yeah, all right. Well, I guess we could just kick this show. All right, Kat, have a good night, dear.
Good night, y'all.
Yeah. Later, Kat.
All right, well, I guess we'll can this fucking fish and be out of here. So I want to thank everybody for coming. Yeah, can it, man, like fish.
Can it?
Mm-hmm.
Canned fish, yeah. Fish in a can. You know? Some people like to can, you know, old sucker fish. People around here still do that, believe it or not. Sucker fish. Mm-hmm. It ain't bad, you know. I'm not a big fan of it, but, you know. Now, you deep fry it, I like it. I like it a lot. But, yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to throw a song up and get the fuck out. All right. Like I said, thank you for coming hanging out with me, and I'll do it again tonight. It's already the next day already. Fuck me. So there we go. All right, guys. You have a, what's that?
All right,
what's that,
past Halloween.
Past Halloween. Yeah, it's over. Thank God. Yeah, Christmas instantly. Fuck that Turkey Day shit. All right, guys. I'll see y'all later. Be good.
All right.
All right, later.
Good night.